I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Wyndham Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner.
Good morning and welcome to the Valid Morning Podcast. Today's topic is more of a sales idea, but I actually think it applies to, you know, to life. And that is, you know, the first thing that happens when you sign up for your first sales job, or, you know, you start a new sell a new product or whatever, like, you got to memorize the script, right? Like, hey, you know, say this, you know, specifically in door-to-door sales, go to the door, say this, you'll be fine. But I think, you know, that's what happens. And, you know, these salespeople go to the door and they, you know, say the script, and then there's no connection. So they, you know, people say, ah, I'm not interested, you know, no big deal. The big thing that I've noticed is people buy from who they like, right? People buy from who they like, who they trust, and when they feel comfortable. That's when people buy. And I think a big part people miss is they probably do like the product. They probably, you know, do trust them, but maybe they don't really like you. And so, one thing that's really worked for me is just spending time, like, making little jokes throughout the whole process, right? So, like, if somebody, you know, were to open the door, like, I, in Utah, you know, you see someone that has a BYU sticker, you open the door and I would say, hey, I'm just talking to all the U of U fans. And then, you know, usually they'll start laughing, you know, unless they don't have a sense of humor. Like, oh, ha, 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 get out of here. You're in the wrong spot then, blah, blah, blah. But I know, I'm just pulling your leg. I'll be quick, you know, and just treating people as if, like, you're friends and buddies. And I notice whenever I'm selling the most, it's when I'm the most relaxed and I'm just spending time investing into those relationships with my customers and spending time, you know, making them like me and joking around with them. You'll notice that, like, whenever you're in a sales slump or you're frustrated or, you know, the things aren't going your way, really in a sales slump is when we get what's called commission breath. And that's when we start losing those little things, right? We start making the situations uncomfortable. We start making them not like us, which makes them not trust us. So they, in order, and if we don't have trust, if they're not comfortable, if they don't like us, then they're not going to buy. And so we stop doing those little things like joking around, making it a light conversation, making it no big deal, and just making it seem like it's a friend talking to a friend. I'm like, the biggest compliment you can get as a door-to-door salesperson is, I'm so glad you're not another door-to-door guy, right? Like, I'm not just the guy that comes by and drops off the flyers, like the last 100 people. I'm a guy that's, like, in the neighborhood. I'm a part of the community. I've been helping and serving this neighborhood. I'm here to help you, and I like you, and I'm going to joke around with you, and we're going to have a fun time doing it, and it's going to be a win-win-win. So that's my little sales tip for you guys. Hope you have a beautiful day. Be positive and confident in all that you do. Peace and love. Goodbye.
I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you got to know. Yeah, yeah. That it's going to happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah. I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.